Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, you might remember 6 years ago, there was a cigar-shaped comet that caused quite a frenzy. It had no tail and it moved differently to a normal comet, so some people concluded it must have been a UFO. Well, scientists have a theory which now puts to bed speculation that it was actually an alien spaceship. Maybe. To discuss this new hypothesis, we're joined by Head of Education and Outreach at MTU's Blackrock Castle, Francis McCarthy. You're welcome, as always, Francis, to the programme this evening. For those who missed the cigar-shaped comet back in 2017, can you just describe to us
what happened? How could they miss it? I know this. Okay, so I know, like, this was really big news when it happened in 2017. So there are a series of survey telescopes look at the sky and look for things that are moving compared to the background stars. So they spotted a small object, which we now call 1I, so interstellar object number one, Oumuamua. It was spotted heading out of the solar system, going away from the sun. They looked and went, okay, where did this come from? And discovered some previous images that showed it had come from interstellar space, zipped around the sun and headed out, just like comets do. Mm. Except where it came from wasn't from around here. It was an interstellar object. And then when it was looked at, they went, actually, it's not doing what it should. It was going a little bit faster than expected. Because they thought it's a comet, then no, it's an asteroid, and oh, it's speeding up. Comets do that, but it didn't have a tail. It didn't have this cloud that our comets in our solar system have. So a couple of astronomers did suggest that maybe it was of extraterrestrial origin and nature, possibly a light sail of some sort. But more recently, it's been proposed that in fact, things out in deep space get exposed to cosmic radiation that can change the water in them in such a way that they build up a hydrogen reservoir. And that hydrogen could have escaped and wouldn't really be detected as a great big coma. Probably.
Okay. Probably. Okay. So this is really still all guesswork.
Well, this is a theory. This comet object is moving. It's already past Neptune, so we can't see it anymore. It's zipping through space. So we can't go back to it and say, excuse me, are you alien-made light sail or are you just an object in space? It's quite small. It's only, you know, it's probably less than a kilometer. And in the size of comets, that's kind of small. So we can't see it anymore.
When you say an alien-made light sail, do you mean a spacecraft?
Yeah, like that's one of the theories about it, that to explain how much it's moving, you could have something thin with the sunlight on it would move in this way. And we've spotted leftover bits of spacecraft that do that, like the thin outer part of a rocket does this kind of behavior. But okay. We do have a measurable hypothesis. We have, what if the water gets turned into hydrogen? The hydrogen would outgas. So now we just have to go looking for the icy objects that come from our solar system and see if they do this.
Okay, because that's going to be my next question, that if it is this watery, you know, hydrogen thing that you're talking about. That's a scientific phrase, a word, I think, thing. Would we not have seen more of them?
Well, that's it. There was a second interstellar object discovered just 2 years after this. So, you know, you wait your whole lifetime and then two come along within 2 years. It's amazing. Mm. That second one was very much a comet. It behaved like a comet. It looked like a comet. It broke up like a comet. So that one we're a lot more secure of. It didn't go as close to the sun, but it's also zipped past and it's heading out to outer space as well. So we can now look for this behavior with our local guys, and that will give us a little bit of comfort.
Okay. Before I let you go, if you had to bet your life on it, which would it be?
Comet.
Oh, Francis.
Comet. Yeah. Space is big. I don't think it's aliens.
Okay. Well, thank you very much anyway. You know the answer I wanted, but that's the answer I got. Frances McCarthy, Head of Education and Outreach at MTU's Blackrock Castle Observatory. As always, thank you for joining us.